This is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, asking you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Speaking of playlists, up next on the playlist is Project Sebperent. From the album Project Sebperent, we are going to listen to Tome 3, followed by Mark Siprit. From his album Blue House, we are going to take a listen to Jack Be Nimble.
Thank you. You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Inspired by the Grand Motor City jazz scene of the 1950s and early 60s, the players of the Hugh Smith Quintet update and extend that tradition with writing that is excellent, arranging and playing for the 21st century. We'll take a listen to the track, Chips and Slaw, off the album Motion.
Thank you.
Some people let adages and axioms slide off their shoulders. Others recognize their essential wisdom and run with them. A sterling example of the latter is the Commotions, for whom the sage chestnut, "Go big or go home," acts as a kind of a roadmap for navigation of the way through their music. We're going to listen to a track from their album, The Commotions, Volume 2. The track, "Believe in Yourself."
Your back's against the ropes every time you face the wall. Struggling is part of life. At times you'll have to take the fall. And you might find you're slipping through the cracks with all your doubts. There's a fire burning deep inside, awaiting to come out. I hope you never give up and I hope you'll always see. It's never too late to be who you're meant to be.
Even close, they're talking trash cause they never had a fire to stoke. But over time that flame will grow and others will claim they saw the smoke signals before. Trying to take credit but the real credit is yours, cause while they were sleeping you were working breakfast some more. And every time that you slip and you fall, you feel heavy with the weight of defeat. You want the one to tell cause you feel like you beat. Cause baby life is always gonna test the belief. The honesty you get straight from inside. The strength to move and let us make the plans alive. Cause you can't achieve anything you put your mind to, if you believe.
Next is Kathleen Gorman off her album I Can See Clearly Now, the track Influence. Let's dig in.
Thank you. This is Bird Note. Gulls are notorious for snatching French fries from waste bins and flocking to landfills. But one Western gull's devotion to trash reached a new level with an epic road trip. Since 2013, researchers have been tracking Western gulls nesting on islands off San Francisco. Their GPS data show that on average, foraging gulls will travel about 11 miles away from their colonies. Then, in May 2018, a female gull took a trip like no other. She started by flying inland to a Bay Area transfer station. It's a waste facility where food scraps are loaded onto semis and hauled to a compost center in the Central Valley. But the tracking data show that after leaving the transfer station, the gull followed the highway east for 80 miles to that Central Valley composting facility. The only explanation? She was riding a transfer truck. The gull may have gotten trapped in the truck unintentionally, but it delivered her to 216 acres of glorious garbage. And shortly after returning to her colony, she repeated her trek. It's the first time scientists have documented such an unusual commute. But as human activity continues to alter Western gulls' natural habitat, maybe this new approach to dining out will catch on. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.